Hi, my name's Julie Mackin, and welcome to More Civil Societies. Psychologists and neuroscientists talk about the three responses we have when we're under attack or in fear, and they are flight, fight, and freezing. Two of the responses are really useful. Running for our lives, fighting like a thrasher, both of them can get us out of harm's way. But the third response, freeze, is not so good. That's where we stare at the cobra like a canary, hoping it doesn't take off our heads. It usually does. It's not a great response for survival. But I think that's where we're at as a nation right now. If we look at the big ticket items that really impact national life, like the economy, the climate, the environment, the community, we can see that we appear to be frozen, unable to take anything more than a small breath in the face of these challenges. The economy. It appears to be collapsing deeper into recession with consumer spending down, trade wars spooking the stock market, a drought that's having a huge impact on agricultural exports and, you know, wage stagnation. The weird thing is interest rates are at record low. So if the Morrison government wanted to, they could borrow money for next to nothing and launch some really economy-stimulating, vitally needed infrastructure projects like rolling out a system of very fast trains up and down the east and west coasts. They could launch a nationwide buyback of marginal land and create millions of kilometres of wildlife corridors that would employ large numbers of people in regional and rural Australia and ensure we retain some landscape resilience and, well, wildlife. They could tip vitally needed money into the aged care sector and ensure old people get the care they need. There are numerous projects that are desperately needed, but they won't do any of that. They appear to be paralysed in the face of this slow-motion train wreck. And for them, that's not true, that they're holding on to a vitally needed surplus. These people have forgotten what money is for. Likewise with climate change. They know, as well as the rest of us, that the world is moving to a low-carbon economy, and we will have to do that whether we like it or not, or eventually face trade sanctions. But again, Morrison doesn't look like he knows what to do, and it's certainly not for want of experts who do know what to do. The best he's been able to do is continue to lie about our spiralling carbon emissions. Then there's the environment, natural and built. The drought demands a sensible, coherent, and realistic response from government, one that takes account of reality, that while this drought will eventually pass, we know the country's getting hotter, with higher rates of evaporation and more unpredictable rainfall. So the drought response needs to think through how we manage this in a way that feeds the nation, supports farmers and rural communities, and builds landscape resilience, because that's what's needed. The government's response is to say they can't do anything till the NFF tell them what to do, but in the meantime, they'll just throw money around like a drunken sailor and hope that the community really does just shut up. Oh, and that ongoing species extinction rate that we keep reading about, koalas, loss, etc., etc., they'll deal with that by introducing the most draconian laws to prevent demonstrations or any third-party boycotts, so no action there either. Finally, the well-being of the community. A report that came out last week revealed the top 20% of income earners live 6 years longer than the bottom 20%. That's 6 years. That's a long time. Levels of loneliness, self-harm, depression are now unprecedented. And the government's response to this is to roll out an historic level of surveillance by Peter Dutton's Border Force. He's trying to push through what's known as the perpetual lineup, a regime of mass surveillance enabled by artificial intelligence. That's where we're up to. Far from looking at active people and whistleblowers as potentially a source of much needed energy to challenge and change the direction we're headed in, Morrison sees all of that as a threat to his control and power, and his response is to simply crush dissent. No action. Just surveillance, hounding whistleblowers and anyone who embarrasses this government, and arrest for anyone who tries to protest and bring about vitally needed change. And look, it's a national issue because Labor is still kind of wandering through the wilderness, vaguely giving assent to whatever the coalition want, and the Greens only make up 10% of the vote and don't look like an alternative solution. That should surprise no one who's read a bit of history. because change never comes from the centre. But it should remind the rest of us that we really do need to fight for our rights, because the alternative is to flee, though, you know, where is unclear, because even gated communities are affected by the climate and the economy, or we will also freeze. It's always been that way. You know, it's a very recent idea, ladies and gentlemen, that we could sit on our ass and have our rights as well. It has never worked like that before, and it never will. We desperately need to change direction in this country for the sake of our community, farmers, the very country that feeds and supports us. But that'll only come if enough of us are willing to fight back, not through violence, but through engagement and protest. And for the rest of us that don't feel able to do that, we need to be awake to what is happening. It's that old Quaker idea of bearing witness. And that in itself is an ethical response to this very oppressive paralysis. And right now, we need to start where we are. And if that is just bearing witness, then that's what we need to do. Kind of feels really scary to know that we're the people we're waiting for, doesn't it?